Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how your platform stands out? I'm testing different voice AI solutions and would love to hear what makes yours special.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to learn more about your services. How about you?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI pop up in conversations about voice AI platforms. You folks have a solid reputation for natural conversational AI, right? I'm curious, what kind of solutions do you offer that make you stand out from the crowd?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation and revenue growth are always top priorities. One challenge we often see is balancing personalization with scale, making sure outreach feels human without losing efficiency. Also, following up consistently without overwhelming prospects can be tricky. How does Dasha AI tackle those issues?
Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale.
Great question. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching lots of potential leads while still making each interaction feel tailored and natural. Dasha AI's platform uses advanced conversational AI that adapts dynamically to each person's responses, so it's not just a scripted call. This way, you get the efficiency of automation without sounding robotic. It's like having a skilled salesperson who can talk to hundreds of leads simultaneously but still keep it personal. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual manual follow-up headaches. Sales teams would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. Revenue growth would be noticeably stronger, and customer engagement would feel genuinely human and responsive. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every conversation smoother. That kind of success would definitely make me want to sign up right away. How about you? What success stories do you usually hear from your clients?
What do you mean by a steady stream of leads coming in without the usual manual follow-up headaches? Why is that important to you?
Oh, good point to clarify. A steady stream means consistently getting new potential customers reaching out or being engaged without big gaps or slow periods. The manual follow-up headache refers to the time-consuming, repetitive task of calling or messaging leads over and over to keep them interested. It's important because it frees up valuable time for sales teams to focus on closing deals and building relationships instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, it helps
Tell me more about
prospects engaged before they lose interest. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently so no lead slips through the cracks is tricky. Sometimes the sales team gets overwhelmed with repetitive tasks, which slows down closing deals. How does Dasha AI help businesses overcome these exact hurdles?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing that personal touch and follow-ups efficiently are affecting the business right now?
Got it. So when scaling outreach without personal touch, the business risks sounding robotic or generic, which can turn leads off and reduce engagement. Inefficient follow-ups mean leads might get forgotten or contacted too late, causing missed opportunities and slower revenue growth. This can frustrate sales teams and hurt overall performance. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those missed opportunities are impacting your revenue right now?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean potential customers slip away before they even get a chance to buy, which directly lowers sales numbers. Over time, that adds up to significant revenue loss. Plus, inconsistent follow-ups can damage the company's reputation. People might think the business isn't attentive or reliable. So it's not just about lost sales today, but also about weakening long-term growth and customer trust. Does that resonate
Wow,
with your
sounds like you're dealing with significant revenue loss, damaged reputation, and weakened long-term growth due to missed opportunities and inconsistent follow-ups. And I think we can.